Beautiful morning, you the sunshine, morning bay, none the what. Okay, Laurel Grill, Culver City, about to go live. Yeah, the menu ain't that expensive. Look, you buy a pizza for like sub 20 bucks. So beautiful, look at this. Laurel Grill, super lit, super lit. It's like to quote my best friend Cardi B, it's litty like a titty, right? So. Bitcoin boss, I'm on fire. It's radioactive. I throw these Maybach keys by the Bitcoin keys. Okay, so it's gonna be an insanely glorious future for us. So the ethics of Bitcoin. So okay, let us say, right, you're only feeding sewage water to your kids. And or you're feeding people like dirty maggot food with maggots in it. And then like you're kind of criticizing people as like, why are y'all still so poor and economically unwell? It's like, yes, because you're just giving me sewer water, right? So do you remember the quote? It's like, and then the air went clean water and by myself. So the general idea is, yeah, you cannot blame or criticize or critique people for a poor economic situation if they don't have access to the right capital tools and financial instruments, etc. So for example, like let us say you're living in Cuba. Now, I went there before the pandemic. You can't even get access to US dollars even if you wanted to, unless you have to do things that are like kind of like a little bit like low-key illegal and or like, you know, not part of the proper laws. And the big epiphany I had about living in Cuba for a minute, right, was the truth is everyone wants to be in America but can't because they're stuck on the island, right? And so all the smart people risk their life to get there, and even Jeff Bezos, who I think is one of the most underrated innovators, entrepreneurs, inventors of all time. Just read Invent and Wonder, right? Like his dad, his real dad, his real dad, the one that raised him, essentially, going to Miami on a boat was fleeing, was essentially fleeing the thing, and then, you know, sewed a little jacket out of like rags because she heard that the new world America was cold, right? So so beautiful. Anyways, so I think the useful things to think about and consider is, I don't know, I feel like Bitcoin is like the ethical option. Like at this point I'm already like super dumb rich, like why am I even talking about this no more? It's because like, I grew up as a super poor kid, right? Like dad addicted to gambling, you know, beating my mom physically and mentally, you know, grabbing her by the hair, slamming her head against the marble countertop in the kitchen, you know, saying, you know, you dumb bee, give me the rent money, right? So, and also dad addicted to gambling, going to Reno in the middle of the night, not coming back for weeks. And so, I think, I realize that my ethical imperative, right? And so, but the issue is, if you don't give people access to the right economic financial tools, right? So for example, you know, let's say you, actually kind of sad, true story, right? When Cindy first came to America, her mom didn't know no better, right? Her family fled by boat, refugees, right? Like Cindy would always have stomach aches as a kid growing up, right? And actually the truth was, because like one of their evil aunts would say, oh, you can just feed, you know, your kid, your baby, aka Cindy when she was super young, just cow's milk, normal cow's milk, which was way cheaper than formula, right? And as a consequence, Cindy was like always having stomach aches, I don't know, throwing up, having indigestion, whatever. So because the whole time, like, you know, you have like a, you know, a 6-month-year-old kid, you're feeding them just like typical cow's milk, of course you're gonna mess up the kid, right? Like you had to give them breast milk, formula, whatever, right? There's also, I think, the big scandal, right? Like China, mainland China, they had like fake infant formula right? So like, once again, if you have a kid, right, you know, you have the option of giving the breast milk, which is essentially, you know, mother's milk on steroids, right? And or giving them like toxic mainland China fake infant formula, like obviously what's gonna happen, right? Or if you give somebody like a rotten, you know, 3-month-year-old steak and they tell them to eat it and season it and cook it however they like, this expect them not to like get super bad food poisoning. Yeah. So anyways, there's some ethical imperatives to Bitcoin. Also things that I find interesting about Bitcoin is like the kind of the religious aspect. So Bitcoin is kind of like the new Jesus, right? Well, you know, Michael Saylor as the patron saint of Bitcoin, but via the PDR podcast, I don't even know what it's called. You know, thinking about the Immaculate Conception of Bitcoin is pretty beautiful. The idea is that, like, nobody knows who Satoshi is. You know, I'm pretty sure Satoshi is one dude. And he, you know, kept himself anonymous very wisely, because now that he's worth, like, what, $200 billion or something? Yeah, if people actually knew who he was, his life would probably be at peril forever. So thank you, Satoshi, use the one, okay? So anyways, as a consequence, the big problem here is anything that's not Bitcoin, essentially, it's unethical because it relies too heavily on marketing, PR, you know, charismatic leader like Dogecoin with Elon. So, I mean, the easiest way to think about it, too, is that, like, Dogecoin is essentially Elon Musk coin, which is fine too, but like, let us say that, you know, Elon Musk is in a Rebovan and dies in a car accident, what's gonna happen to the price of Dogecoin? You know, practically go to zero. And also, I guess the reason I'm happy that, you know, I'm not in anything else that's fake. Oh yeah, Hanguk Yubo, Jungang Yubo. So essentially the issue is everything else is just like pumped up by these quote influencers. Bitcoin is ethical because it's an asset without an issuer. It's like true digital capital perfected, right? And you already see it right now, like Bitcoin is like going ballistic. It's like going to the moon, right? Like, we're gonna need a bigger rocket ship. It's like be like, Sailor, where my rocket ship? Time to go home, right? And MSTR stock is like, it's fucking, it's not even on fire. Like, what is, it's like infer, like, it's like nuclear. It's just like so much power. It's like, please, I'm making too much money, too much wealth. I can't handle it. Please stop, right? It's like, can't even buy Bitcoin fast enough, right? And note, Trump hasn't even taken office yet, right? So, you know, once Trump takes office, what, January 20th? And then the, you know, Cynthia Senator Lummis does the Bitcoin Act, buys 1 million Bitcoins. Hopefully they buy at least like 6 million Bitcoins, or, I don't know, 4 million Bitcoins or 3 million Bitcoins. Essentially, if America wants to remain dominant and supreme, have supremacy over the planet, the race is towards cyberspace, not real space. It's if you own 20% of the world's global capital market, you're gonna be in a good condition. And it's funny too, because like, people are like, Bitcoin's not real money. It's like, obviously it's not real money, but is gold real money? No. Can you eat a gold bar? No. Like, when you're walking around, you walk around with gold coins, be like John Wick and give people like a little gold coin token to gain access? No, right? So as a consequence, I think the hard thing to understand is, even now, like, Bitcoin is still super small. Like, what, the whole market is only worth like it's only worth like, what, $2 trillion now, which is like super uber insanely tiny compared to what the current $900 trillion of like global capital and everything. So yeah, just think about Bitcoin, the Immaculate Conception. Think about ethics of it. It's the only ethical option.